Guru Shushruṣaya. By rendering service to the bona fide spiritual master. Bhaktya. With faith and devotion. Sarva. All. Labdha. Of material gains. Arpanena. By offering. To the Guru. Or to Krishna through the spiritual master. Cha. And. Sanghena. By the association. Sadhu bhaktanam. Of devotees and saintly persons. Ishvara. Of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Aradhanena. By the worship. Cha. And. Shraddhaya. With great faith. Tatkatayam. In discourses about the Lord. Cha. And. Kirtanai. By glorifications. Agunakarmanam. Of the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord. Tat. His. Apada amburuha. On the lotus feet. Dhyanat. By meditation. Tat. His. Linga. Forms. Deities. Iksha. Observing.
Even. I'm such a sinful person that he will lose his pious credits if he remembers me.
One must accept the bona fide spiritual master and render service unto him with great devotion and faith. Whatever one has in one's possession should be offered to the spiritual master, and in the association of saintly persons and devotees, one should worship the Lord, hear the glories of the Lord with faith, glorify the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord, always meditate on the Lord's lotus feet, and worship the deity of the Lord strictly, according to the injunctions of the Shastra and Guru.
Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. In the previous verse, it has been said that the process which immediately increases one's love and affection for the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the best of many thousands of ways to become free from the entanglement of material existence. It is also said, Dharmasya tattvam nihitam guhayam. Actually, the truth of religious principles is extremely confidential. Nonetheless, it can be understood very easily if one actually adopts the principles of religion. As it is said, harmantu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. The process of religion is enunciated by the Supreme Lord because He is the Supreme Authority. This is also indicated in the previous verse by the word bhagavatodita. The injunctions or directions of the Lord are infallible and their benefits are fully assured. According to His directions, which are explained in this verse, the perfect form of religion is bhakti yoga. To practice bhakti yoga, one must first accept a bona fide spiritual master. Srila Rupa Goswami, in his Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu 1, 2, 74, and 75, advises, Guru Padashrayas Tasmat Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam Vishrambena Guru Seva Saruvart Manuvartanam Sadharma Prichchabhogadi Tyaga Krishnasya Hetave. One's first duty is to accept a bona fide spiritual master. The student or disciple should be very inquisitive. He should be eager to know the complete truth about eternal religion, Sanatana Dharma. The words Guru Shushrushaya mean that one should personally serve the spiritual master by giving him bodily comforts, helping him in bathing, dressing, sleeping, eating, and so on. This is called Guru Shushasanam. A disciple should serve the spiritual master as a menial servant, and whatever he has in his possession should be dedicated to the spiritual master. Pranayar artayar diyavacha. Everyone has his life, his wealth, his intelligence, and his words, and all of them should be offered to the Supreme Personality of Godhead through the via medium of the spiritual master. Everything should be offered to the spiritual master as a matter of duty, but the offering should be made to the spiritual master with heart and soul, not artificially to gain material prestige. This offering is called arpana. Moreover, one should live among devotees, saintly persons, to learn the etiquette and proper behavior of devotional service. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur remarks in this connection that whatever is offered to the spiritual master should be offered with love and affection, not for material adoration. Similarly, it is recommended that one associate with devotees, but there must be some discrimination. Actually, a sadhu, a saintly person, must be saintly in his behavior. Sadhava sadachara. Unless one adheres to the standard behavior, one's position as a sadhu, a saintly person, is not complete. Therefore, a Vaishnava, a sadhu, must completely adhere to the standard of behavior. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that a Vaishnava, a person initiated into the Vaishnava cult, should be offered the respect befitting a Vaishnava, which means that he should be offered service and prayers. However, one should not associate with him if he is not a fit person with whom to associate.
Om Ajnana Timurandasya Gyanajana Shalakaya Chakshush Minitam Yena Tasmai Sri Gurave Nama. We're continuing this seventh canto, seventh chapter, what Prahlad learned in the womb. So he has been speaking analytically about the soul and the body, and the purpose of life is mukti, to liberate the soul from the body. Now he's discussing how it can actually be done. Out of all the processes, the best process is bhakti yoga. And bhakti yoga is judged by development of love of God. Savai pumsam paro dharmo yato bhaktir hoksajay haituki apriti yata yayatma supasidati. And that process is best by which one develops love of God. When the question is asked, what is the best religious process, we don't say Hinduism, Catholicism, Protestantism. We say the best is that which develops symptoms of love of God in the followers. By following, I develop love of God. That's the process. That's the best process. So we find so many religions, or persons rather, following religions are wanting. I'm following the religion, but I'm not developing the symptoms of love of God. What is the first symptom, or a very primary symptom? It is not just someone saying, I love God, but it is obeying God. At least we have to begin obeying before we speak glibly of loving. Love of God is the greatest treasure, so it's not easily attained. Just by saying that I have surrendered to God or Son of God, and now I am loving God. Behave properly, according to His direction. But if you do that, then that's the best process. That's the best yoga, that's the best knowledge, that's the best religion, the best philosophy. That is Vedanta, the end of knowledge. And Krishna promises that if you take to this religion of giving everything up to Him, then you don't have to be worried about anything else. You will get mukti. You will become free from birth and death. And this whole discussion of Prahlad will be realized by you. How to free yourself from ignorance. The soul entangled in matter. The soul in ignorance. The soul dreaming. A temporary, illusory life full of pain, which is not necessary. That person, that bhakta, he is actually transcendental, and ultimately no one else is. Why not? Because if you realize transcendence, in an impersonal way, then you neglect the lotus feet of Krishna and you cannot be eternally liberated. For neglecting to worship the personality of Godhead, you have a great flaw. You have a great omission. Your whole self, your whole personality is left undeveloped. It's not that spiritual life means negation of personality. We are eternally persons. That is the statement of Krishna in the Bhagavad Gita. There's never a time in the past or never be a time we will cease to be persons. That is the nature of the soul. And is the nature of the Supreme. So there's only one way, that is devotional service. Now, this verse is referred to in the previous purport as the secret of success. Accepting devotional service as the topmost process. That is confidential knowledge. Now the secret of devotional service is to approach Krishna through the devotee of Krishna. He is not my devotee, the Lord says, who says he is my direct devotee, but he is my devotee who is the devotee of my devotee. As the other discussion is scientific, this is also a scientific principle. It will work without fail. But one has to do it, as Srila Prabhupada says, with heart and soul. It is a science of devotion. Srila Prabhupada once titled one of his works in progress, Science of Devotion. We think of love, an emotional affair. But it is a science in terms of theism. Perfect theism, love directed toward the Supreme. So Rupa Goswami and others have described it very, very analytically in the Nectar of Devotion. If we love Krishna's devotee and he is pleased, then Krishna is pleased. How does it happen? How does it work? He has been sent by Krishna, and Krishna is very well aware of the activities of his representatives and how people are relating to his representatives. Krishna is aware of everything. But these are his own emissaries, so he is especially sensitive to how they are treated. He cannot tolerate offense. And on the other hand, he is very much pleased by the proper reception of his representatives. Therefore, if we accept the representative of Krishna as good as Krishna, this is the secret of success. We cannot miss this point. The Krishna consciousness movement alone puts such stress on this whole area. The disciplic succession, the qualifications of the spiritual master, the qualifications of the disciple, the necessity of this relationship, and how things are going to Krishna through this process. So Srila Prabhupada introduced this in his own person. It is a theory and practice. He introduced the philosophy and he came himself as the servant of the servant. And he taught us and he accepted the service. Anyone can do this who makes himself the servant of the Lord through his spiritual master. As it's cautioned here that the disciple should make all offerings not out of some material desire, so the spiritual master also has to be able to receive as the via media and not keep anything. These principles all have to be followed. And when they are followed, then it is successful. So what about this point of the offering being sincere, mentioned twice? How could one offer for material adoration? The idea is, one idea is, someone may have, that because the servant of God is recognized by God and by the community of devotees, therefore, he is attractive. So like I want to get something from God, perhaps I can get something from him. Just as we think God is the order supplier, we may think, so if I associate with this person, it may be for my benefit. This is called taking the guru as pet, or thinking that one can purchase the spiritual master, approaching for a material benefit. Not that by giving some money, I think I've purchased the spiritual master. This means that actually my attitude is offensive. That although he is speaking that if you give something to me, it is like giving to Krishna. We're thinking, yes, but actually it is not. If I give to him, it'll be to him. And like an ordinary person, he will be obliged to me. There's one story that Srila Prabhupada told, how he was telling about his spiritual master, how he would sometimes chastise them. He said, that was on our brilliant days. So he told of himself that one time his Guru Maharaj, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati, was speaking to the company of devotees. Srila Prabhupada was listening attentively as his student. But one of his godbrothers, an older man, wanted was speaking something to Srila Prabhupada. So he did not want to pay attention, but he was trying to get his attention. So Srila Prabhupada said he simply turned to what the man was saying, and Guru Maharaj saw them both not paying attention to the speaking. So to our Srila Prabhupada, he said, you don't have to listen, then perhaps you can come and give the talk. You're not having to listen. And then to the other man, Prabhupada said, this man was a little proud of making a regular big donation. It wasn't so big, he said, so many rupees a month that he was always making to Guru Maharaj. So Guru Maharaj said to him, and you? He said, you think you have purchased me with your 100 rupees a month? So sharply he spoke on that point. That it is not a material bondage. So it actually has to be, otherwise why surrender and give someone money or anything? Service. Except that you're confident that this is the way to Krishna. Just like when you put the mail in the mailbox. And the sign of it will be, as stated in this verse, that in the association of saintly persons, one will get benefit of Worshipping the Lord, hearing the glories of the Lord, glorifying the transcendental qualities and activities of the Lord, always meditating on the Lord's lotus feet and worshipping the deity of the Lord. The spiritual master, he's obliged to supply this aradhananam, this worshipful attitude of getting the devotee thinking of Krishna. That is his job. To train the disciple to chant Hare Krishna, to make him enthusiastic to chant Hare Krishna, to inspire him to do his duties under the supreme obligation. We have that obligation to the Lord, that the spiritual master, he gets us to fulfill that obligation. That is his mercy. He's Vaishnava. Sat karma nipano vipro mantra tantra visharada. A Vaishnava guru nasyad Vaishnava svapacha guru. A spiritual master is not one who is qualified in all the brahminical qualities and is not a Vaishnava. He must be Vaishnava. And even if he's born in a family of dog eaters, if he's Vaishnava, then he can be guru. He has to teach bhakti yoga. He has to be himself tangibly connected with Krishna and always glorifying Krishna and the devotees of Krishna. Nothing else. Therefore, we can be very confident. Are there any questions? We have till 5:30. That girl last night said, I had a guru. What did she say? I had a guru once. I had a guru once. That I was following. So why are you not following now? Like one has many different affairs and friends and different, lives in different life situations. No, that is not a guru. Guru is eternal. You cannot resent the service to the guru or ever break the service to the guru. This is therefore, in the Vedas, there's a period of recommended waiting 1 year on the disciple's side before he considers, and 1 year on the guru's side. It's more important than marriage. It's the most important relationship. This was the complete confidence Srila Prabhupada assured in all his disciples. He is of Krishna. He is coming from Krishna. Whatever we give to him, it is for Krishna. And you could see. Whether you gave him a ring and he wore it on his finger, that they would criticize. Oh, he's supposed to be pure devotee. Why is he taking these things? He's taking them for Krishna. They cannot understand this principle. But those especially intimately associating with Srila Prabhupada could see that everything was for Krishna. Even an outsider was impressed. This Professor Hopkins just recently made a testimony about Srila Prabhupada. And he said, there was never any question where he stood. He said, everything was for Krishna. And you may not philosophically agree, you may not realize it, but you have to see that this person, he's simply after Krishna and everything should be offered to Krishna. Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. Not only were we confident, but we weren't even looking to offer something to Krishna and said, now we have found the bona fide guru. But we had no idea of Krishna even. His position is so predominant. He's the one who accepts on behalf of Krishna, but he delivers Krishna. He never says he is Krishna. And the disciples never. It's not his business to imitate Krishna. The disciples should not get such misunderstanding. And yet, better than Krishna. Because of the access, because of the facility, because of the being the servant, because of the Vaishnava emphasis on servant. Therefore we say, for me he's better than Krishna, because Krishna spoke the Bhagavad Gita, but I could not receive that mercy. It's not Krishna's deficiency, but I was outside of the scope of his mercy. But then this person came, who I did not want either, but somehow he has delivered me. By his example, by his purity, by his teaching, by his argument, by his force, by his love, by all his Vaishnava qualities, he's dragging me back to Godhead. So I know he is not greater than Krishna. He is only the servant of the Lord. But Krishna will not mind if I say that he is the only a personality that I can most confidently offer, even before Krishna, my service. It is not that I am doing a magnanimous thing because I hear the instructions. Yes, ordinarily I would offer to Krishna, but all right, I will accept the guru because this is the etiquette. No, even Srila Prabhupada said one day, I do not know Krishna, but I know my Guru Maharaj. And know him. It's not that I don't know Krishna because he's so great, he's God, but I know my spiritual master, he's an ordinary man. I know him. I used to sit with him. I used to talk with him. I know him. No, I know him, but he is completely transcendental personality, servant of Krishna. I don't know Krishna because he is so great and aloof. I do know my Guru Maharaj, but he is equally a Vaikuntha personality. And this is all under the arrangement of Krishna. Krishna is getting great pleasure because Krishna is Atmarama. Because just like when the disciples go out and preach, they preach not as gurus. They can never be guru while their spiritual master is present. They go out and they preach and bring new persons to their spiritual master. So Krishna is ultimately the supreme spiritual master. So everyone who is acting on his behalf as guru, he's also getting disciples for Krishna and bringing them to Krishna. Or the associate of Srila Prabhupada, that Narayan Maharaj, he said, he was not attracted to you, American persons, for your beautifulness or physical feature or money or anything like that. He said, but he wanted to make you as part of his worship to Krishna. Just like you go out sometimes and you look for some flowers to pick. Nice, oh, here's a nice flower. I'll offer this to Krishna. And he was worshiping with us. This is the guru, and therefore we have this guru worship. People misunderstand why you have the form of the guru. You're worshiping like God. But if they hear, they can understand. And if they cannot understand, then they're condemned due to envy. Any questions?
What is the position of the disciple who understands the importance of fully surrendering to the spiritual master, but finds that they're unable or unwilling to do so? Is he able to make advancement? Should such a disciple?
He understands, but the spiritual master is the representative of Krishna, but he's unable to surrender to him.
The understanding is more intellectual than would permit him to.
Well, to the degree that you approach yayatamam prapadyante tamstatava bhajamyaham, he responds accordingly. His mercy is given and you partly understand it with your intellect, but not enough to surrender your money or to join and do whatever he says that you're keeping for yourself. So you get some credit. Whoever worships this book with his intellect, he's also worshiping God. So someone says like that, yes, he is actually the representative of Krishna. He's not an ordinary man, and I know I understand why, but I am not surrendering to him. So he gets some credit. But the person who actually becomes the menial servant of the Guru, just like Ishwara Puri, who was so menially serving the spiritual master, he got so much blessing. So, in other words, how can there be real understanding? You say, I understand that this bank is very reputable and it's the best place to put my money, but I won't do it. No, you don't really think that it is that. That Prabhupada said, if by surrendering to Krishna we can get rid of Maya and go back to Godhead, then why don't all educated philosophers do it? He said, yes, those who actually are, they do it. So those who actually understand, they are the menial servants. No matter how good their intellectual understanding is, they are prepared to become the menial servant of that person. If they withhold, then the mercy is withheld. You were speaking how when Prabhupada would speak to some guest, then afterwards the devotees would gather for a replay of what he had been saying to them. So sometimes the guest was someone who might have been entirely intellectually agreeable, but then he would leave and go home to his Grihamedi existence. But those who would stay, the camp of devotees, the workers, they were getting the actual nectar and given the burden to spread Krishna consciousness, to help the Guru. He understands the Guru, but he won't take up the Guru's mission. He has his own so-called mission. He doesn't understand. The Guru is coming to the world so that you can assist him with the mission. So then you don't intellectually understand the Guru. Is that the meaning of intellectual, Rabindra Swarup? That you understand something but don't do it?
I don't think so.
It's part of the functioning. Intellect, then will. We hear that so often. I accept it intellectually. It means that it's a trifling thing. I don't think it's so trifling. If the intellect is convinced, then the body and the mind and everything will work and serve the Guru.